Yeah, not to tease you. And then the two guys, what ended up happening as I was listening, actually I talked to the one guy, and then this other station came in, I think he was in Canada, and he was running a 710, and the guy with the PR40 didn't have it quite dialed in right, so he had kind of some, it was really good presence, but he was pushing it too hard, so he was distorting a little bit. And even with the distortion, he sounded really good. Well, then the other guy came in, and he had a 781 Heil, the PR781, and he said, well, I tried that PR40, and it's just a little too much. So he said, I switched to this mic, and it's just right. But then he started helping the guy with the PR40 get it dialed in, and the more the guy got it dialed in, I thought, I think you should have stayed with the PR40, because, boy, that sounded good on that radio. Usually those mics are kind of real bassy, and I don't know I've never even tried one of those because I never thought I would sound any good with it with my voice, but this guy sounded just, it was like listening to a broadcast station. It was amazing on sideband. You know, he was running a little wide, like maybe 4K wide, but the band wasn't busy, so it sounded really good. Anyway, hey, I'm going to run, Jim, and congrats on that radio. I think you'll really like it. I haven't heard anybody saying they're not liking it. I think it's at the price point where everybody's trying one right now, and then you do see them for sale, so I don't know if they try them, and then maybe some guys don't handle the little, you know, the small footprint. If they want a bigger, more buttons that they can push and touch and whatever, maybe it doesn't work for everybody. But I've not heard a bad one. Let's just say that they sound really good. So have fun with it. I'm sure it'll be a learning curve, too. KF8BRD, this is NADM. I'm going to say 7-3, Jim.